making anything. Your stove pipe come up from your stove on up, right straight on up to the top of the house. And where it went through the wall up the boards on top of the house, they call a roof plate.
Roof plate?
Yeah, roof plate. And you fix all around that roof plate so water wouldn't run in around your stove pipe. That's called a roof plate. And after so long, they went to fixing where they have out of brick up there, they have a flue, called it the flue. You sit on the round pan, your stove pipe go up and go up in that flue. And that flue was made out of brick. And that would take your smoke and everything on out. You know.
With the flue made out of brick, would it be on top of the house?
No, it would come through the roof of the house down to about what you call the loft up there, we'd call it.
I see.
And rest on some cross pieces up there. That's where it started going out. But you still probably go up and go up in that flue. Stop up there.
You know. I follow you. I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. All right. You talked a minute ago about the hone that you used to sharpen the razor on.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Was there something that you'd carry in your pocket to sharpen knives?
No. You could sharpen knives on, but it's hone. Oh, it'll be about that long. And just a solid, smooth. And you're taking... Put some oil on it and take a razor and just sharpen it on there.
Well, what would you use to sharpen a pocket knife then?
Well, you use a pocket knife. You take a rock or some kind, or maybe what you call a piece of old grinding stone. Then like to do sharp pocket knife on. This old piece of grinding stone.
Now, a grinding stone, what would it be like?
Grinding stone is a round, maybe a... something like a wheel that round with a timber through it with a handle on it. You turn the axis to sharpen your axis and all like that.
It would be mounted somewhere.
Yes, ma'am. Draw knife, cane knife, anything you want to sharpen, any kind of instrument, you know, that's where the grinding stone is.
Did you ever hear the kind that you could carry around with you called a wet rock?
Yes,
or
that's right. Well, a wet rock. We always call it a wet rock, just in there. Old piece of grinding stone, anything, it gets broke, anything, we call that a wet rock.
Oh, well, you pick that up and take it around with you if you want to.
That's right.
But you couldn't carry a grindstone.
No.
All right. There's something that you carry, say, bricks in, that you push around, has two handles and one wheel.
Yeah, a wheel bar.
All right. And this thing parked out here is what I drove in.
Oh, you mean your car?
Yeah. Would you ever use the word automobile?
Yes, automobile. That's where it first come out.
But if you were just talking about it, would you be more likely to say automobile or car?
We use mostly the car.
Now. Yeah, I think everybody.
Everybody says car. But I remember the first thing ever I saw in my life. It wasn't nothing like we got now. Mm. When I come in this world, there wasn't no such thing as a car.
Oh, no, I guess not.
There wasn't no such thing as a car.
You've got a pretty truck out there.
Yeah, yes, I have to put something like that for my... I'd rather use a truck now altogether than the food with a car, because I'm all the time out picking up something, something like that, and that suits me better than a car, dude.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, there are a lot of times I think I need a truck.
Yeah.
This isn't mine. I rented that one because my husband doesn't like me to drive all the way to Georgia, so I fly over to Jackson and then drive from there. If my car started getting squeaky, I might say I need to go do what to it?
Go ahead and catch the garage, have it checked.
All right, and while he's there, he might say it needs, you need to do what to it? You need to...
Need to grease it, or maybe need greasing, checking on something, whatever the matter be. Yeah.
So I left it with the mechanic, and he...
Yeah, and he greased it, or done something to it, or whatever you call it.
And when he got through, he was so...